Statistics are one part of the changing American story. The other includes serious cultural backlash against people of color and those who follow religious faiths that are different from Christianity. Taken together, these factors are changing the American landscape. I will first provide some numbers. For decades, America led the world in achieving excellence that made it world leader. In 2024, the year Donald Trump won the second term as U.S. president, Americans spent $1 trillion, about 3.5% of the country's gross domestic product, on research and development. A large proportion of this came from the government and was focused on basic research and its application. This put America on the top of scientific and technological advance. The government's share in total expenditure was 40%. The remaining 60% came from private enterprises that relied on universities and research institutions to supply the knowledge they needed. Even IBM, that spent a lot of money on research, brought in the best and the brightest to work in its laboratories, gave significant amounts of money to private universities and research institutions. Not only the very best in terms of talent from different parts of the world were attracted to America to learn and acquire skills, a large proportion of them did not return to their home countries. They stayed in the United States working in jobs and opportunities that were not available in the countries of their origin. Social scientists came up with a term that described the type of flow of talent from the rest of the world to the United States. They called it brain drain. However, the drain began to dry up when Trump won the presidency for the second time in 2024. He brought in Elon Musk, the billionaire reputed to be the richest man in the world, to sit by his side. Originally from South Africa, Musk made money by creating a new motor vehicle that ran on electric power. He also did a number of innovative things related to space exploration. His Starlink program features thousands of satellites in orbits close to Earth, which became critical contributors to communication. The GPS system we use to move around in our vehicles and the cities in which we live is the product of Musk's innovations. However, the Trump-Musk team made it difficult for talented people across the globe to get visas to enter the United States for study and training, or to stay on in the country once they were done with their studies and training. Denied the opportunity to stay and work in the United States, many returned to their home countries. This is once-in-a-century brain gain opportunity, the Australian Strategic Policy Institute said in a statement meant to draw the attention of the authorities in his country. The Institute wished the government of Australia to take advantage of the changing situation in the United States. But Australia was not the only country in the West to move in the direction of brain gain.